This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, you are the exceptional American that I'm talking to right now on the radio. If you're driving down the road and you're looking at your radio and you're hearing me, don't throw things at the radio. Just listen. You are an exceptional American and we need your help. Yes, we do. We need your help to make America great again. Everybody's like, oh, he must be a Trump supporter. Yep, that's true. Yeah, we do support the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, here on Agenda 21 Radio. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. It is a big, big news day. Every day is a big news day. You know, it's, aren't you going to like it? Hey, it's not a big news day. Just take a break. But every single day is a news day, especially at the realm of the news stream versus the mainstream media war that is going on, the open war. But that, it's interesting. It's a war that's constantly in flux or changing. It's something you need to be aware of. All right, so what else is really truly going on? We're going to have some California news. Of course, Javier Becerra, someone recognized in Trevor Loudon's book about the enemy within. Is he an enemy within? Pretty much. He absolutely is. We're going to be talking about him and what is he up to these days. He truly appears to be asking constitutional sheriffs to, well, not abide by their oath. Yeah, wait till you hear what this guy's got up his sleeve. I'm telling you, this guy is Die Schlickmeister 3 or 4. However many they have out there. Have you also wondered why all of a sudden California is becoming this mecca for all the liberals? They're singing California, here I come. Eric Holder, of course, is hired by the state Senate here to take on Donald Trump, to step into the breach against the onslaught of Donald Trump. The problem these guys, you know, it kind of cracks me up. They become big critics of Donald Trump, and all of a sudden they realize, we need that federal money. It comes with things that are needed for fixing dams. We've been neglecting all that stuff for all these years because I'm Jerry Brown. I'm a dictator. That'd be Jerry Brown. He can do anything he wants with the money, and he's done it. Which meant, you know, collapse of a major spillway on a major, what, the largest dam in America. Hello. I mean, the thing about, you know, the people don't understand about Oroville Dam in particular. That's why I spend so much time on it, not just because my house could be wiped out potentially. I'm right in the floodplain, the inundation map. I'm target number one. Not Oroville is. But we're downstream. We're a big target. There wouldn't be much of a house here if the floods were to hit here from that breach, if you will, of that dam. But the thing that I try and emphasize with people, when they look at dams, when they look at the amount of water behind them and they run the numbers, you know, behind Oroville, there's something like 3,500,000 acre feet of water. Well, you know, that's not a little bit of water. That's not a glass of water. That's, you know, by comparison, that is, I guess you would say, comparing lake, how would I say it? It's like comparing a basketball with, let's say, what's a big building, a big area, a big land mass? I'm going to say by a basketball compared to, let's say, Rhode Island. One of those small states. I mean, that's what it is. That's a fair comparison. So you understand that the forces, the magnitude of the kinetic energy stored up in the water is absolutely unreal. And to stand at the base of the dam and look up is pretty impressive. Goes up about 900 feet. It tops out at 900 feet from the base. They say it's 901 feet or whatever, but it tops out there. But to stand there and look, it's over 6,000 feet long, so it's over a mile long, and it's almost incomprehensible to think that something that big has been made by man. It's kind of like if you're taking a look at the pyramids or something like that. It's a wonder of the world. So, but to understand when you stand behind it, and this is the thing that really kind of bothers me. I've been up there, and this is the 10th time. We were going to go up this weekend, but we kind of got clouded out. But I've sat there and looked at that thing and said, you know, if that thing was to go, I'd be gone in a heartbeat. You wouldn't even, the heartbeat wouldn't even complete itself. I mean, it's just like a nuclear bomb going off. Worse than that. I mean, the devastation would actually be probably as bad as some of your major nuclear weapons that went off in the inundation area and kill a lot of people. There's no question about that. But I bring this up because the aging infrastructure in California is now at a crisis point, and what better way to manage a crisis than to have a crisis and then manage it afterwards, right? And we can have the crisis if we just neglect and spend the money that we're supposed to be spending on infrastructure, like making sure dams function properly and are healthy. If we spend it on our social programs for illegal immigrants and illegal voters, guess what? We'll have won, and then we can go to the federal government with our hands out and say, we need your help because we mismanaged everything into oblivion and we wanted to spend the money our way. So it comes down to that. Now, Donald Trump has been submitting budgets around. And by the way, it's kind of cracking me up about the budget. I don't know why other people haven't picked up on this. How many budgets, seriously, how many budgets did Obama submit in 8 years? Trump's trying to submit budgets. He didn't get the memo. We don't do that anymore in America. The federal, hey, we don't need no stinking budget. No, come on, Mon. I mean, seriously, you didn't. Obama submitted, I think, zero budgets. And I'll never forget, I didn't quite get it until a couple of years into his presidency, and somebody came out, I don't know who it was, and said, you know, yeah, we'd like to have a budget because we don't have a budget. And then I dug into it, and the president never submitted any budgets. And, you know, I have a theory on that. And my theory is he didn't understand it, so why submit a budget? I'll just spend. That's what his theory, I think that's really what it was. And, you know, I think I've even got some proof in that. Look what happened with Obamacare. And you had these consultants running around saying, well, you need to hide everything. You know, lack of transparency is a good thing for the American people. It's a good thing for the bill. People won't have the opportunity to look what's in it, right? We'll have to pass it before we can see what's in it. Nancy Pelosi, thank you very much. This is kind of interesting. Red Smith, good friend Red Smith at Shasta Leonard, does fabulous research. He pulled up some information on the Pelosi family. Yeah, our Nancy Pelosi out here in California. I did not know, but she's related to like a lot of mobsters. Her dad was a mobster, and so was her grand in Maryland, and all throughout California. In the mob. Doesn't that, it kind of rings true, doesn't it? Nancy Pelosi and mobsters. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill retail pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And, of course, you can email me at paul@a21r.com. You can also get to Agenda 21 Radio by going to a21r.com. You can do that. All right. So we have this whole thing going on right now. Before you're going to be hearing about Judge Gorsuch and his confirmation hearing, you're going to be hearing about James Comey. And Comey, FBI director, is going to go to the Senate today, and he is going to talk about, I guess he's going to the House first. Is that right? I guess, is it the House or the Senate? Man, I'm getting my act together here. Maybe he's going to, House Intelligence Committee hearing into Russian interference in our elections. And this is from Adam Schiff. Now, Adam Schiff is a Democrat. He's a legitimate loon. In my opinion, legitimate loon, absolutely. He's from California. Little wonder, but he lies at every turn. This guy has always been a liar, and he's lying now. Okay, he is one who's picked up the banner that says we're going to tell this lie loud enough and long enough so that everybody in the United States believes it. We're talking about the Russian interference in our election. Now, he has been trying to make this claim. And it's not sticking. You know, it's just not sticking to the wall. He has been trying to make the claim about the Trump campaign working in collusion with the Russians. Now, everybody's all over this weekend that the Democrats are backing way away from that. They've got it in reverse, and they've got their pedal to the metal. They are going backwards on this claim. It's called walking back. They're in a dead sprint. Backwards. But what's happening is that you've had these trolls, I guess. The word troll pops into my mind. You've had the spokesperson people for the lies, and Adam Schiff is one of those. He's come out early that it's Donald Trump this and Donald Trump that. Well, see, what they're finding out now, and this is all, I think, come out of the meetings that Comey had with members of the House and Senate, to tell them about what he knows about this Russian deal early last week. So since then, they've literally been walking back this story, like, maybe we better rethink what is really truly going on in this Russian thing for the Democrats now. And they made up all this hoopla since before Donald Trump was inaugurated, right? Because obviously they lost the election because the Russians were here. The Russians were here. And it's the Russians' fault. It's not Hillary's fault. Hillary's so perfect. I mean, when God made women, he had her in mind. That's terrible. So we have this thing now where you've got Adam Schiff out there saying it's the Russians who did it, and all the other cavalcade of, you had Chuckie Schumer. And you haven't heard Chuckie Schumer over the weekend saying anything about it. Chuckie Schumer. He didn't say a word. Maybe a little bit. But the bottom line is that there's no evidence of collusion. I suspect that's what Comey's going to be saying here in the next few minutes. I mean, on the live show right now, Comey's going to be talking. So we'll report it as we get it coming across the tape. My bigger point is this. You can lie so long in America. The thing about, all these totalitarian mindsets is that you can lie loud enough and long enough for people to believe you one or two times, But when people start sorting it out based upon their experiences and what you told them, then they figure it out real quick in America. That's why we're Americans. That's why one of the reasons we're exceptional. I hate to tell. Listen, let's not tell the left why we are exceptional, but that's one of them. We're actually thinking people. That's what I like about the left telling us, you know, ridiculing all of us tinfoil hat thinkers. Because what they want are non-thinkers, period. Tinfoil hat or nothing. They don't want thinkers. So we encourage thinking every time you put on your tinfoil hat. That's what we do here on Agenda 21 Radio, and they don't. They do not want thinking people. But we can discern the difference here, and we can figure this whole thing out about the Russian lie, the great Russian. And it comes down to things that you've heard me say, and here we are. Now it's going to be April pretty soon. We're getting closer and closer to April. And here we are talking about what? The Russians did it. And now we're figuring it out. There's been no collusion. Have the Russians interfered in our elections? Probably. In many different ways. We probably don't know. And maybe the intelligence people have a note of that. But they've been doing it for a long time, ever since the 1920s. But here's the deal. And we brought this up a couple of times. I'm going to bring it up again. How come we have not investigated the fact that this president, Obama, and Hillary Rodham Clinton interfered with elections consistently in other countries? And right now, the Russians are actually considering an investigation into Obama and Hillary Clinton, and they're tampering with the Russian election system. And this goes back to Medvedev versus Putin back in 2011. You see, it's interesting. Members of the Obama campaign would always go overseas whenever there's some sort of big election they wanted to, well, sway the vote in Canada to help get Justin Trudeau elected. Oh, yeah, Valerie Jarrett and David Axelrod, they both went over there. Bet you didn't know that. What about the Netanyahu election? Guess who is helping to support his opponent? Oh, yeah, Eric Holder. this is the point. It was okay for Obama to interfere with other leaders in their elections in other countries, but hey, Russians, don't you come in here and tamper with ours, because we're so perfect. See, this is the stuff people don't understand, that these people have been interfering with elections over the last 8 years. Now, what definitive evidence is there that Donald Trump has been tapped, or the Trump Towers have been tapped? Well, there are stories that are out there right now that have been published, and they're now talking about how Donald Trump, are you ready for this? It was the Bush administration that first started to actively surveil. This is early on in George Bush the Younger's presidency. Actively started to surveil and keep records of, guess what? Donald Trump. And not only Donald Trump, but his staff. This goes back to like 2004, 2005, 2000, and up to 2009 and 10. So they have records right now that exist on Donald Trump from back then. Why would they do that? Well, basically, from what we're understanding in the read on this, is that they were already starting to look at Donald Trump as a potential presidential candidate. And they were storing up information on him by way of wiretaps and other devices and other circumstances to surveil. And coming, for what reason? Well, I think because they're looking at a potential presidential candidate in Donald Trump. Were they actually plotting to destroy him then? That's an interesting question, isn't it? So, they weren't going to replace George Bush in 8 years, but what about after George Bush with Obama? Did they expect perhaps that Donald Trump would actually run in 2008? Well, I'm glad he ran in 2016. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We will face challenges. We will confront hardships. But we will get the job done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
We're going to tune in. We got some live feed coming in by way of YouTube, and we're going to listen in on some of what James Comey is now bringing to the table in terms of Donald Trump.
Extraordinary step in coordination with the Department of Justice of briefing this Congress's leaders, including the leaders of this committee, in a classified setting in detail about the investigation. But I can't go into those details here. I know that is extremely frustrating to some folks. I hope you and the American people can understand. The FBI is very careful in how we handle information about our cases and about the people we are investigating. We are also very careful about the way we handle information that may be of interest to our foreign adversaries. Both of those interests are at issue in a counterintelligence investigation. please don't draw any conclusions from the fact that I may not be able to comment on certain topics. I know speculating is part of human nature, but it really isn't fair to draw conclusions simply because I say that I can't comment. Now, some folks may want to make comparisons to past instances where the Department of Justice and the FBI have spoken about the details of some investigations. But please keep in mind that those involve the details of completed investigations. Our ability to share details with the Congress and the American people is limited when those investigations are still open, which I hope makes sense. We need to protect people's privacy. We need to make sure we don't give other people clues as to where we're going. We need to make sure that we don't give information to our foreign adversaries about what we know or don't know. We just cannot do our work well or fairly if we start talking about it while we're doing it. So we will try very, very hard to avoid that, as we always do. This work is very complex, and there is no way for me to give you a timetable as to when it will be done. We approach this work in an open-minded, independent way, and our expert investigators will conclude that work as quickly as they can, but they will always do it well, no matter how long that takes. I can promise you we will follow the facts wherever they lead. And I want to underscore something my friend Mike Rogers said. Leaks of classified information are serious, serious federal crimes for a reason. They should be investigated and, where possible, prosecuted in a way that reflects that seriousness so that people understand it simply cannot be tolerated. And I look forward to taking your questions.
Thank you, Director Comey. Admiral Rogers, I first want to go to you. On January 6th, 2017, the intelligence community assessment assessing Russian activities and intentions in recent U.S. elections stated that the types of systems Russian actors targeted or compromised were not involved in vote tallying. So my question as of today, Admiral Rogers, do you have any evidence that Russia cyber actors changed vote tallies in the state of Michigan?
No, I do not, but I would highlight we're a foreign intelligence organization, not a domestic intelligence organization. So it would be fair to say we are probably not the best organization to provide a more complete answer.
How about the state of Pennsylvania?
No, sir.
The state of Wisconsin?
No, sir.
State of Florida?
No, sir.
The state of North Carolina? No.
Well, this is very telling. This is Mike Rogers in NSA. It's kind of interesting. The situation is such that we're now getting into this hearing. That was Devin Nunez from California, actually. And he's running down the whole litany of states. Now, this was a big concern early on in this investigation of, were the machines hacked? Was there tampering by cyber actors from Russia? And what's happening is here is he's going to go down all the states in which there were accusations that were being made that the Russians were behind. This was the big brouhaha from the get-go. And I'm sure they're going to work down the whole series of things here. And they're finding none, of course. So the treatment towards the liberals, if you will, is that they're backing away quickly on what they're seeing there from the story. Just look for them to be completely out of the story. Now, one of the points I was going to make in the last segment was that the Russians are now investigating the news media of the West, of the United States. Because, you see, they're concerned about a couple of things. One, their own elections being manipulated, and that goes back to that allegation that Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, was actively involved with the overthrow of Putin, and to put Medvedev is. Now, remember, it was Medvedev who was caught on a hot mic with Obama, or was Obama caught on the hot mic talking to Medvedev in 2011, 2012, talking about his next election, and he'll have much more flexibility. And it was Medvedev who says, I will transmit that information to Vladimir. Remember that? So, you know, I've always thought, how come Obama knew and was so assured that he'd win re-election then? I mean, you know, was a fix in? My guess is yes. I'm beyond the conspiracy theory on that whole thing, the election rigging and fixing by the left. It kind of blew up on them this time because they didn't think about playing to the to the right people, the right electorates, if you will, their own base and the Electoral College. They didn't even think about doing that. That's one of the reasons why they lost. Of course, they had a terrible candidate, but the election fraud is fraught within. That's the problem. And like I've said on this show many times, you can get good high school kids to hack into these systems. This is a no-brainer. But a lot of these election systems with the machines are closed-off systems. You can't really tamper with them unless you pre-tamper with them. Then that's a problem. And that's the evidence they're probably going to try and look for. There's just no evidence. There's no there on the whole Russian thing. That's part of their problem. So failing the Russian thing, failing that, what do they have? What are they going to impeach Trump for now? And I love it that they go out so early. The guy's not even president for 100 days, and they're talking impeachment on him. What's up with that? Well, it's the never-ending cycle of the totalitarian. They're trying to make the story stick now. And what's really been interesting about this whole this whole thing with Russia and Trump and everything, of course, Trump's just playing them like crazy. I mean, that's to the advantage. But it's been us and you who have been discerning and deciphering this information. That goes back to what I was talking about in the first hour. No one's fooled by the left's tactics now. I'm starting to. Everybody's being educated on Alinsky tactics. You know, create a crisis, manage the crisis, go for the jugular, never give up, never give in type of attitude from Saul Alinsky. And people are giving up on the left because they realize they've got no there. And after a while, we just ground them down with more facts and more facts and more facts to throw at them, which is exactly what we need to be doing. So I think this whole thing with Comey is not going to be answered today. I think you're going to get some answers today, and these answers are not going to be good answers, if you will, for those on the left. And that's why they're backing away. And you can see it here in this hearing. They've got a good situation going on here in the hearing. And it's really pretty, I think, more than interesting to watch this whole thing play out right now because of what's going to be left behind. You know, when they come up with these outrageous, outlandish stories, do they ever think of what's going to happen if they can't control the narrative and it gets away from them? And then where are they going to be after they've told the lie? How much credibility are they going to have, even with their own constituents? Which, by the way, I think is some of the things you're starting to see now, right now, play out. Right now, play out in Washington. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, this hearing is going on. Mike Rogers is speaking. He's with the NSA. And let's listen in a little bit. Let's get some gambits of information here.
People are not unmasking, you know, wrongly.
So they retrieve specific training. There are specific controls put in place in terms of our ability to disseminate information out of the databases associated with U.S. persons.
Okay, let's run through the exceptions quickly through a following hypothetical. If the NSA collects a communication where a target under surveillance is talking to a U.S. person, how would the NSA determine whether disseminating the U.S. person information is necessary to understanding the foreign intelligence or assess its importance?
So first we'll try to understand the nature of the conversation. Is this truly something that involves intelligence or a national security implication for the United States, or is this just very normal, reasonable conversations, in which case we have no desire to have any awareness of it. It's not applicable to our mission. And I said, in that case, normally we'll purge the data. We'll ask ourselves, is there criminal activity involved? Is there potential threat or harm to U.S. individuals being discussed in the conversation, for example?
If there was criminal activity involved, what would you do then?
If it's criminal activity, we'll disseminate the information. If the FBI or other criminal activities are on the reporting stream, in some cases, I also will generate a signed letter under my signature in specific cases to Department of Justice, highlighting that what we think we have is potential criminal activity, but because we are not a law enforcement or justice organization, we're not at a place to make that determination.
Okay, based on that, again, hypothetically, if the NSA obtained the communication of General Flynn while he was communicating with a surveillance target legally, would you please explain how General Flynn's identity could be unmasked based on the exceptions that we discussed?
Sir, I'm not going to discuss even hypotheticals about individuals. I'm sorry.
If I could make reference to a Washington Post article that I have here from February 9th, which states, let me say what it is and I'll ask if you've read it or if you've seen it, which states national security under Michael Flynn privately discussed U.S. sanctions against Russia with the country's ambassador to the United States during the month before President Trump took office, contrary to public assertions by Trump officials. Current and former U.S. officials said. The article goes on to say that 9 current or former officials who were in senior positions at multiple agencies at the time of the call spoke under the condition of anonymity to discuss intelligence matters. Did you read this article?
I apologize, sir. It's not an article that references nine particular individual. It doesn't necessarily ring a bell. I've certainly seen plenty of media reporting that, but again, I'm not going to comment on specifics.
Just basically, under the breadth of that article, when we hear that nine former current officials had spoken to the press under the condition of anonymity, and we heard Director Comey and the chairman speak of this as a potential crime, a serious crime under the Espionage Act, assuming if this article is accurate, who would have who would be in a position to request the unmasking of General Flynn's identity? Would that be you?
I would have the authority to do that.
Who else would?
The 19 other individuals.
Would that include Director Comey?
I'm talking about
in the NSA alone,
within the National Security Agency, and we're talking about NSA reporting.
But would people like Director Comey also be able to request that?
Yes.
And the Attorney General and Director Clapper, are those type of people also on this list?
Again, I'm not going to talk. In general, yes, they would be.
Generally
able to come
speaking,
and ask.
not
they
with
would
regard
be able to come
to
and ask. Not going to talk about the specifics of an individual.
Ronnie, I guess, is the last name of the member of the House speaking right there. What he's getting to is when Flynn was being surveilled by NSA and others, and he was a private citizen, there was no warrant or issuance of anything by a court to get information on him, but they were doing under the discovering espionage, basically, if there was any. Not necessarily against Flynn, but also what's going on with the Russian ambassador. They're investigating him. They're listening in on him. Well, what the member of the House, Ronnie, is trying to do, or Rooney, I guess his name is, what he's trying to do is ferret out who released information on Flynn, which is a felony, because there was no issuance from the court, any order to listen in on Flynn, who was a private citizen at that time. You see, that's the thing. He wants to find out who in this 19 people, in this series, a chain of people, that could possibly say that this is criminal behavior or at least release it. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to find out, oh, who was it? Was it you? Could it have been Comey? There's two. All you need is 17 more people, right? And then he gets into Clapper. At the time, these people, remember, were Obama operatives. The question didn't come up. I want to know about John Brennan. Yeah, John Brennan, the Muslim convert, CIA director, the guy who was taking and challenging Donald Trump openly in public, which is just never done. Yeah, that guy. I wonder if he's one of the 19 that's being referenced there. And you can hear Rogers. He's not going to say much. He's not going to go down that road with this guy, with Rooney. He's not going to go there. But this is important stuff. And again, they're always surveilling us. You know, and I agree. James Comey came out, 2 weeks ago and said they're constantly surveilling it. We can't get away from it. Well, it's true. Now, that comes down to the question about what was, now let's go off on this one. What was Flynn talking about with the Russian ambassador at the time? And we reported to you what it was. What it was Pizzagate. And Putin being directly involved as a pedophile. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
Yeah, a lot of things going on here in the Agenda 21 Radio studios. We're watching diligently the hearings. Mike Rogers is now speaking. And, we're going to have to digest this a little bit later. We can't do it all in one show. But even with just some of the sound bites we got in the last few segments, there's some pretty intriguing stuff there. And so it's going to be interesting. This is the House Intelligence Committee. That they're checking into the wiretapping claims and Russian interference. Of course, there is none. And this is the blow-up. This is blowing up big time. It's almost like blowing up Rachel Maddow, with the whole Donald Trump tax thing that came out. It's another blow-up on the left. You're going to expect this, by the way, because the lies, as these hearings are going to go forward, are going to continue to collapse. Anyway, okay, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And you can visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Please feel free to email me, paul@a21r.com. And Numana Foods, yep, numana.com/21prep is your answer for all of your prepping needs. here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit that site and you can get all your everything you need to become the prepper. And of course, we live in very trying times. You never know when there's going to be a natural or man-made disaster. Yeah. Anthropogenic disaster, anyone? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.